Pat, it's one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I don't know if you know this, but I'm fired up. I get to talk baseball.
I thought Mo was on the way because, you know, that's the Mo track right there.
It is, isn't it? My man Darian Newsom's back on the ones and the twos.
Yeah, he always going to spit that funk, though.
So. My man does spit it. I'll tell you one thing also, man. My man Jared's been doing good. You know, D, he been locking it down while you've been out.
Were they locking it down?
I wouldn't say locking it down like you by any means, but he's learning. And that's what we do here. We all learn a little something, right?
Yes, sir.
Jared, you've been learning something. I know you know hoops. Mm-hmm. Probably like, well, I was going to say the back of your hand, but you're 25, so it's probably like your hand. You know it very well. But I'm wondering, are you a baseball guy? At all?
I used to play baseball from like 5th grade to 11th grade.
So you didn't play baseball? Really? Yeah.
I never really kept track of the sport, but I know the ins and outs of the game.
I'll tell you one thing. You're going to learn a little bit.
John, you're supposed to hit him with the knowledge. You're supposed to say, what's a 6-4-3 double play then?
I ain't going to do that to him because I already can tell you right now he don't even know what number 1-0 number. He don't even know what a 6-4-3
is. Gotta know that, right?
Hey, what do you think the number for third baseman is? I ain't even going to let you answer because it'll go embarrass yourself. And you're a beautiful young man who is growing up.
I'm just going to cheat for him. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be on shit sitting like this.
You're giving him... I just love it, man. That's my man, the historian. But Jorge, he knows baseball like your hand. And I will tell you right now, it is just kind of really heating up. And if you've been paying any attention right now, we got some dudes that are putting a lot of wood on the baseball. And pitching.
Mainly down there in Atlanta.
Yup. Hotlanta is running away with that joint, bro. Like running away with it. Still my favorite play all season still. Did you see Acuna's throw from right field to third base? It's probably one of the most pretty things I've ever seen in my entire life. But I will tell you one thing. Jorge knows everything. Jorge, what you been up to?
I'm good, man. The same thing. Watching the Braves and running away with that division. How you doing today, man?
My little homie, a little liar, dude. My little man, Jared, he got most valuable player in 2010 on your T-ball team, right?
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'm so proud of this guy. Now, Jorge, in all honesty, man, right now in baseball, right now the hottest team in the whole wide world, it feels like, is, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are hot, but there's only one team I think that's just completely already, and you can't say this now, but you can, kind of. Atlanta Braves own it. They're 10 games up on the Phillies. The Marlins are pretenders. Like they're, and by the way, that whole East division outside of Atlanta is the worst division, I think, in baseball. Like, they are all negative in point differential, like run differential. It's insane to me. How is it – like, how in the heck did the AL – I mean, the NL East just go to trash?
Well, let's be clear, man. And as much as I hate saying this because, you know, I'm a Mets fan, this has
Dude,
been the Atlanta
Mets
Braves.
Have been the worst team in –
Yeah.
And I think they're on a two-game win streak.
That two-game win streak stops today. It'll be a two-game win streak, and that's it. But the Braves, it's been the Braves division for a while now. Yeah, the Phillies come and win it every so often. You got the Marlins that come in and get it as a wild card and then win the World Series. You know, they haven't done that since early 2000s. But this has been the Braves division for a while. And one thing that we didn't expect from them this year is their pitching to do so well, which they have dominated some games, but they've scored runs in bunches out there, man. And their offense is clicking.
They've got 212 runs already this season. And I feel like, and this is going to sound nuts, I feel like still like their big bats haven't really heated up yet.
No, not at all. And I mean, if you're looking at run differential, they have the biggest run differential in all of baseball with 81. They've only allowed 131 runs. So they're doing it on both sides, man. And they play good defense. They don't beat themselves. Really good defense.
They play great defense. They have a lot of guys that have been there, like, you know, Matt Olson has been there, Ozzie Albies, when they gave him that big contract when he was very, very young, which, you know, was genius. But he's been struggling, it feels like, since he signed it. Right now, though, this year, I think he's having one of his best seasons. I've always said I wish he would quit switch hitting because the numbers are so ridiculously insane. Mm-hmm. But what is it that he's found this year? Have you noticed a little bit something different with Ozzie?
Yes. I mean, if you notice his stance on the left side, which is his better side, mm-hmm. he actually opened up a little bit, but he brought his hands down a little bit more. So he doesn't have to swing all the way with the loop like he used to. He's swinging more direct to the ball. So he's not taking more of an uppercut swing as he used to. He's being more direct and straight to the ball. So if you notice it, his batting stance is actually a little different. It's not much of a difference, but in baseball,
I was getting ready to say, in baseball, you know this, Tito. Like, there is nothing in the world. Like, people don't understand. Like, even Barry Bonds would, like, I was listening to him on MLB Network talking about hitting, and he was talking about, like, when he was taking batting practice, he knew when his swing was off. And he would be like, because, like, I'm looking at these 3 inches of my bat, and when I would look at it after batting practice, and if I'm hitting it here or here, he's like, I know there's something wrong. I'm going to watch videotape. I'm going to go get that fixed up. But, man, Ozzie got that big contract, which was very, very, very friendly to the Atlanta Braves. Do you think finally he's gotten comfortable?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we've always known his potential. And the reason being, and the reason why he got that contract is because the Braves saw the potential early on, right? And instead of waiting until he had a season like this, which is a great season that he's having, and signing
him for an
extension.
I mean, he has honestly the most unfair contract, I feel like, on the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that for a lot of the Atlanta Braves because they signed him early and they give him their money. The Braves have been doing this now for a decade, feels like, and everybody else in baseball is just catching up. Mm. We saw the Pirates do it. We saw, I believe it was L.A. do it, and now everybody's just catching up. So he is. When you get comfortable in the position that you're at, and you're playing second base for a marquee team, which the Braves are, and you have stars around you, which, you know, if you're talking about the Braves, everybody freaked out when Freeman was leaving. And I told everybody, they signed a younger first baseman better contract and possibly the same exact glove. The only thing you're really losing is average between Olsen and Freddie Freeman. That's it.
Now, one other question over here on the National League before I kind of switch gears a little bit on you. The Mets actually have won 2 games in a row. Is there any chance to salvage? It's a long season, 162. I believe they're, 37 games in?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance they can flip this thing around and actually get a wild card bid?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, there's still a lot of time. We're not even a fifth through the year. Yeah, of course. But is it going to happen? It's hard to tell you with the Mets, man. The Mets, I told people this before the season started, the Mets have to have almost a perfect season for them to have a wild card spot. Their rotation was supposed to be their weak spot, and it is. It's been their weak spot. But their lineup, which they signed veterans to provide basically some, not pop, but contact, they haven't been doing that. They haven't been scoring runs. Their defense has been terrible. Their bullpen has been mediocre at best. They have to have everything go right for them to make up what they lost, which they lost the best closer in the game with Diaz. Yes, he's hurt. They've lost three marquee players, which are doing great in other cities. Yes, Alonso is struggling. He's going to turn that around. But Nimmo is getting on base like crazy for the Rangers, and McNeil is a hitting machine. He's always been a hitting machine for the A's. And he doesn't, but the A's are in first place in the West, and he's contributing a lot to that team. There's a lot to talk about there.
There is a lot, but I also wanted to ask you something, man. Philadelphia too. Like they see like Schwarber, we saw it. Bryce Harper had two bombs, I believe, yesterday. They're starting to feel like they're getting their swing. Now I look over at the Central and I see that, and that just is a slugfest. Like the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Brewers, the Pirates, all of them are just, they are fighting. They're scrappy. I love all these teams. The weirdest thing about it is too, if you look over at the East, every single team has a negative run differential other than the Atlanta Braves. You go look at the Central, every single team has a positive run differential except for the Cincinnati Reds. Like, they are one of those teams. They've lost, what, 5-6 straight now?
About 5 straight.
Yeah, they've lost 5 straight. They're on a little bit of a losing streak. But, man, like, they're pitching. Like, if they're in a game, like, it feels like they're going to win. Mm-hmm. If they're losing after, like, usually the third inning, it's because their pitcher went out there and gave up 5 runs in 3. Like, I'm like, what's up with that? Like, can they fix that? Because I love Terry.
It seems like with the Reds right now, there's no in between, right? They're either giving a gem or they're giving up 5 runs in the first 3 innings, like you said. But remember, their top pitcher isn't there right now. So they're going to get him back. Which Terry's in the right
direction. Is Lodolo are we talking about like Nick?
No, their starter. The starter that his name
Nick Lodolo.
No, he's on the injured list because mind right now.
Hey, no big deal. Trust me.
So he's out, but right now the Reds. They're going to get it going, man. They have too good of a lineup. They've got the rookie of the year, in my opinion, with Stewart. He's going to be the rookie of the year. He's hitting phenomenal. Yeah, Sal Stewart is a hitting machine. He's a hitting machine, man. He's always on base, and he's already won the rookie of the month last month.
He's got a dope mustache, too.
Yeah, he does. It fits him really well, man.
It does. And he almost looks like a character out there. I love that.
Yeah, he does, and he looks like a regular. He looks like a regular
everyday average guy. Joe with a dope mustache.
Yeah, he does, and he's one of them guys to where I believe that he's going to be good and good for a long time. And that lineup is scary when it gets it rolling. Right now, they've been relying a lot on their pitching, which I understand they have the pitching to do so, but they need to get that offense going. Scoring that many runs, not that many runs, 140. That's kind of low for them for that offense that they have. But they're also allowing a lot of runs. They're outscoring a lot by pitching well in games.
Oh, it's feast or famine with them, bro. It's like wild. Right. Like I said, you already know. I feel like after 3 innings, if the Reds are going to win or not.
Right, exactly.
Is one of those things. Now, speaking of baseball, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Like the Brewers are playing the Cardinals currently. We got the Dodgers, though, playing the Astros at 1:10. So I'm thinking to myself, what in the bleep happened to the Astros?
Man, I told you this. This is something
you told me, man. You said don't.
Don't count on them. The Astros have been terrible, man. They're pitching. They are scoring a lot of runs, but their pitching is giving up a lot more. And I definitely would stay away from them. I mean, I don't see them riding this ship. And then the other thing is, Correa just got hurt, and I don't know how long he's going to be out, if there's a timetable on him. He needs ankle surgery. He's done for the rest of the year. They just posted it.
Oh my God. gosh. So this is the, one of the things, man. Like it's like everything with, I mean, like when things go bad, they seem to go bad. The young buck, Hunter Brown, got injured. You had the Christian Javier, I believe.
Yep.
He's banged up. They got rid of their big homie from last year. Who's the little bitty 5'10" dude who throws like a machine?
Who are you talking about? The pitcher?
That was there with him last year, and they got rid of him. He's somewhere.
Dubon?
Else. Yes.
The guy went to the Braves. That's playing really well for them.
Thank you. And no wonder they're tearing it up. But I'm just saying, like, I look at this Astros team, and you know, you look at that infield, man. You have Christian Walker over at first, and Jose Altuve, and you had Carlos Correa. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now they're screwed. And right now, even third base is looking bad. How did this happen? Like, how did the Astros just all of a sudden go to ass?
It hasn't been all of a sudden. I mean, if we're looking over the years and all the players that they've
but
lost,
they've been able to piece it together and make the playoffs. Like, I mean.
But that's the thing. How long can you sustain that? You know, for they've been good for how long? It like we said in the season with baseball, it evens out, and that happens over time as well. Baseball evens out. For as good as you've been, you're gonna have two seasons mixed into where you're gonna have down seasons, and you're gonna have injuries. Unfortunately, it's not if it happens; it's when it happens.
It's
right?
Just when.
Yeah, and that's what happened with this current team. I mean, you're looking at them. You have Matthews leading off today. You still have Jordan Alvarez. I mean,
he's the only guy that even scares anybody on that damn team right now.
Right, and you're looking at Paredes.
I mean, Altuve is always, he's a little guy, but I mean, he's having about a very average season for a Jose, I would think.
Yeah, and I mean, you're looking at Paredes. They strictly signed him because of the Crawford box up there, meaning the seats that come out. So because he hits it to left field, so he can hit home runs there. That hasn't worked out, you know. And I mean, you have Christian Walker, which at the time I thought was a great signing for them, but he really hasn't panned out to being what he should be there. And with the Astros, even though he's having a good year this year, I mean, it doesn't really, you know, help if he's getting no other help with him and Jordan, right? So, I mean, it's a down year. Not only the pitching, but also they're at the plate. I mean, their pitching is what's not keeping them in the games, but it's going to happen. This is a down year for the Astros. I mean, there's still time, but they have to pitch. They have to fix that pitching staff in the rotation if anything's going to happen. And let's go. You know, this is a good pivot to what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let's go.
Them losing Fabre Valdez. To the Tigers and what he did yesterday.
Framber!
Man, listen, he wasn't signed in the off season for a long time because there was questions about his character issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed this yesterday with what he did. Giving up back-to-back
home runs. Can you elaborate a little bit to some of the audience? Because I know a lot of people out there don't know a lot about it. You know, baseball is probably not one of the top sports right now with all the NBA stuff going on. But it's just, unfortunately, like me and you, Jorge, sometimes we're a little different. Like my young buck, Jared, he kind of like learning. So tell him a little bit of like what happened with Framber.
No problem. So let's move it back to last year. Last year, he was pitching for the Astros.
That's one of the reasons they're getting their ass whipped right now.
Exactly. He was one of their top pitchers. And last year, there was a mix-up in the call, and the catcher basically called time, was in the middle of calling time.
Yeah, and he threw it.
Yeah, and he threw it, and he hit the catcher right in the chest.
I've got to explain something real quick. Okay, so if you don't know what me and him are talking about, when you play baseball, the catcher tells the pitcher basically what they're going to. It's not like they did it back in the day where they stick in, like, their numbers in their crotch. They got a little thing, like, you know, in their earpiece. I mean, have you, by the way, seen the technology? By the way, have you actually got to, like, touch that or ever use it?
No, I mean, that's actually pretty cool, though. I've heard it on the TV, and it actually says the pitch to throw.
Yes.
You can't
it's pimp.
Mix it up.
It is so pimp, and you can't mix it up. So that's why I was trying to, like, emphasize what we're saying here. 100% curveball was supposed to come in there, or a slider or something, and homie threw a fastball right in his gut.
Yep, right to your teammate, to your catcher. And it was played off after the game, like if the call was mixed up, or that the pitcher forgot what pitcher to throw. But when you have that comm, meaning that mic in your ear, and he's touching a button and it's telling you curveball, or it's telling you off-speed pitch, there's no way you can mix it up. It's impossible. And he threw a fastball down the middle, hit his catcher right in the chest, and there was a big deal made out of that, because it is a big deal.
You're I ain't gonna about lie to you, I'm surprised the catcher didn't actually charge his pitcher.
It's a 90-plus mile per hour fastball coming at you and hitting you right in the chest. It could hurt you. So fast forward to the offseason. It took him probably to almost the very last month of the offseason to sign with the team because of that very issue, and that it came up, and there was a character. It was something with his character because he wasn't happy with what was going on. So what happened? What happened yesterday? He gave up the most runs he's ever given up in a start, which was 10 runs, 7 of them being earned, and he gave up back-to-back home runs to the Red Sox, and he was not happy. So what does he go out to do? And mind you this, so you guys understand this as well. Valdez does not throw a four-seam fastball.
Nope.
He threw a four-seam fastball. A four-seam fastball meaning a straight fastball. It doesn't sink.
It doesn't move
at
all.
It's not a sinker. It doesn't move at all.
When you're like, if you have, for those who don't play baseball, you got three balls. You're about to walk, homie. Like, the one pitch that you want to be able to throw that's going to hit that spot, you know it's not going to move. It's going to go where you think where you're throwing it, if you can get there. The four-seam fastball. Yep. And if you're not throwing 100-plus anymore, you ain't throwing the four-seam fastball. It's a it's a two-seam. It's a cutter. A cut fastball. Like, you just don't see much of it. For him to do that, though,
And he threw it. And it hit Trevor Story, which is a shortstop for the Boston Red Sox, right in the back. The bench is cleared. No punches were thrown. But, again, it goes to his character. He was ejected, by the way.
And, by the way, he's pitching for Detroit, if people didn't know.
He signed with Detroit. Sorry, I meant to say that. But, again, his character is in question. He was questioned after the game. It seemed like a four-seam fastball was thrown. And he said, I was working on that pitch in the bullpen session before the game. So that just tells you that he threw that pitch knowing he doesn't throw that pitch because he was upset. So you're telling me you were working on that pitch in the bullpen before you came into the game and you decided to throw it, and the one that you throw, you hit the batter straight in the back.
In the back. Because you know why he did it? Through the four seam. Because he knew exactly where it was going to go.
Exactly.
Lord have mercy.
And then A.J. Hinch, which is the manager for the Tigers, I don't know if you saw what he said.
No.
He said, we came out and we were, you know, when you come out there and you're ready to defend your teammate or your player, you come out with the intention knowing that something, that everything's okay and we're all together. It didn't seem right in that situation, something along that line. Like, meaning he knew that it was intentional. So something's going on again with Fraber Valdez, and that character's being in question. And now,
he's with the Tigers right now, who, man, they need his
and not all, and again, yes, going to that, the Tigers are already missing their starting Cy Young pitching, Scooble, because of he's having surgery. So now you may be missing your second pitcher in the rotation because of what he did yesterday for 3 games or so. That's usually what the suspension is or something like this. So he got to get his emotions in check. He has to be that ace that they need him to be right now.
He needs to be a full-grown-ass man is what he needs to do.
That, yes, because right now he's not doing anybody a favor. He's not doing himself a favor by doing what he did. And that's just, to me, it's not right. That this is twice now, and he's going to be a lot of questions regarding his character from here on forth, whatever he does.
And I can promise you, baseball pays extremely well. I would, come on, Framber.
Yeah, you need to.
You ain't going to find another job that pays quite like baseball does. Now, I like to get paid too. I like to win. I want to gamble. I'm looking at all the day baseball today, and we talked a little bit about the Braves, and I couldn't believe it when I got up this morning. I got the Braves plus 120 in Seattle. They're on the road. But I love a little woo. But Brian Woo ain't been doing it this year. He's been hit like a madman. Like,
yep.
A lot of he's getting way too much fat wood. You know what I mean? Like they're hitting him hard. Even his outs, it feels like, are 110 mile an hour line drive here or there. But man, my man Perez for the Braves, man, Martin Perez has been throwing great this season. He's 2-1. His ERA is like under 3, I know. His whip, I believe, is like under 1, which is kind of crazy. I'm kind of curious, man. Is this like me looking at something and I feel like I'm stealing and then I'm going to get robbed later? Like, why in the hell are the Mariners, who are 17-20 and have been so disappointing for everybody out there in Washington? Like, how in the heck am I getting, plus 120? Is this something that, I should be grateful for? Or are you saying, be a little bit nervous?
I would say be a little bit nervous. So the one thing is, because Wu's at home, mm-hmm. Wu actually pitches pretty well at home, and the Braves strike out a lot. So if you're taking anything on this game, Wu is a strikeout machine.
Dude, yeah, what is he? I know one thing is, I believe he's averaging almost a strikeout an inning this year.
That's what I was about to say. He usually averages about 1.3 strikeouts an inning, which is almost a 1.5. So if you're looking at if you're looking at a bet to do this game, definitely go Wu and go with his strikeouts. I would say he hit 6 to 7 strikeouts today.
Ooh,
easily.
I like it. I like it a lot, man. You got anything else we're going to play before I have to say goodbye to my good friend?
Yes. Look at the over-under for the game that's going on right now with the Blue Jays and the Rays. Corbin is pitching for the Blue Jays. I think 5.5 for the second inning is extremely low. Hit that over real quick.
Over. This is called in-line gambling. Do me a favor, Tito. Outside of, having the best name in the world, because Tito's Vodka is the number one spirit, period. Not the number one vodka. It's USA's number one spirit, period. It's gluten-free. That's right. It's also 6 times distilled before they steal it old school style in those beautiful classic copper. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, doing the little bitty small batch copper pots. Like, that's why it's so pimp. It is the best vodka in the entire world, but it's also the best spirit. Do me a favor. Make sure when you go to your local liquor store or your watering hole and watch a little bit of baseball, make sure you drink the best. Always don't say, I want a vodka and cranberry. Say, I want Tito's. Don't say, I want a martini. Say, I want a Tito's martini. I want it dirty with 3 olives, damn it. That's how you do it. Jorge.
John, don't tell them about you. Just yet. I wouldn't be doing our listeners any favors.
Oh, I thought you were
getting after. No, I know. I wouldn't be doing our listeners any favors if I didn't ask you this, Jorge. Randy says, as a Brewer fan, quickly before you get off, how do you feel about Milwaukee now that Andrew Vaughn and Jackson Chourio are back? That's from Randy.
Listen, Randy, I'm going to tell you this. 2 key pieces that were missing with the Brewers. The Brewers held tough while they weren't there. Chourio's their biggest bat in the lineup. I'm glad he's back. He hit anywhere in that lineup. And as you already, Vaughn has already paid dividends. He hit a 3-1 home run this in the first game. Right now, the Brewers are actually up 4-0. I like them. Vaughn and Chourio, 2 big bats coming back. The one thing with the Brewers you got to watch out for is their pitching. Their lineup is going to put up runs. They have a lot of speed. Their pitching is the one thing that worries me. But the Brewers are going to be in that mix. That entire division is going to be something to watch for. It's the best division in baseball. It's going to be that way the entire year. But I like it. I like them being back.
I like the fact that I get to talk to you every single Wednesday. Where can they find you?
On The Dish 463 on TikTok, on YouTube, and The Dish on Facebook. Facebook. Come and talk baseball. We love it here at the Dish, and we'd like to have you over there. Johnny, thanks for having me every Wednesday, man. I'll see you next week.
Man, you are the man. That is my good friend, Jorge. I swear he's so damn nice. I got a bunch of young bucks up in this joint, man, taking care of business. I got Darian, who's been at Channel 5 News, working his tail off. Why did you let all that water flood everything last night, bro?
Man, you needed the water so you can cut your grass, man.
Bruh, no, I don't have to cut my grass for a few days. I'm grateful right now.
You need to cut your
grass
and let the bees and, you know, your organic backyard flourish.
Dude, you know how big of a fan I am of bees, bruh. I got all them bees now. I like bees, man. I like, you ever seen, like, you're so young. What was it? Is it Ace Ventura?
I know Ace Ventura. I've seen both of them.
Get him, Jared.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you. I was trying to remember. I was like, Jim Carrey was in that show. Mm-hmm. You know how he was like good with the animals and stuff? Mm-hmm. Bro, I go outside in the back porch. I'll smoke a joint from Code's Dispensary. You can go to Code's Dispensary in Steele, Missouri, by the way. Did y'all know that? Like, literally.
Yep.
As long as you're 21 years old, it's 60 minutes away. You can go buy legal, recreational marijuana.
And you do it ahead of time, so you don't waste no time.
Well, if you go to CoachDispensary.com, you can go ahead and place the damn order. Bing, bang, boom. How you like me now? Go to CoachDispensary.com. I'm telling you right now, there's edibles, there's tinctures, there's topicals, there's flour, there's everything you need.
You'll be feeling like a star, like Dustin sounds like.
Dang damn right you will be. It is straight up fire. Now, how did I get? Oh, yeah, because I was going to tell you. I go smoke a joint. Mm-hmm. And bees coming, like I get like 8, 6, 7 bees, like, sitting up all on me, man, like a Kuna Matata or mm-hmm. something.
You must be lining the inside of your joints with the honey. Like, that's a smoker hack.
Oh, I like that. No, I didn't. I really don't. It's
burns
just
slower.
I don't put that man on no honey pack.
You just
told
me a little
bit.
No honey
pack.
You know what we're going to talk about.
Jay
Ham,
don't put that man on no honey pack.
I'm not talking about a honey pack. I'm talking about.
I know what Jay always brings over those wraps between Eli's show and my show when Dave Lotion's on. Me and, like, while Dave's on, we are loving Dave.
Hey, man, that's just classic high hemp, man.
That's what I'm saying. We just loving Dave. I'm listening to him. We just smoking, having a good time. Thank you, Codes Dispensary. You can enjoy all the fun, too. Just head over. It's the first stop when you head to Missouri. Don't touch the dial. I'm back in 2 shakes. I got wood for you. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Yeah, you know about this, Young Buck?
3 a.m., Nick at Night, George Lopez.
He watches the George Lopez show.
Low rider.
Get man, he listen, John. Look at the mouse is over there, man.
Is that George? My Lord.
There's straight George Lopez on you, John.
And by the way, I don't even know who George Lopez is, so I acted like I was like, yeah, sure. Like, who's George Lopez?
Yeah, one of the funniest shows on Nick at Night. I'm not gonna lie. I used to love watching George Lopez.
George Lopez? Mexican comedian.
So if you got Peacock.
Is he a comedy? He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian. Yeah,
if it's on Peacock. It's on Peacock.
Yeah.
I can't help you with that one. Don't look how I can't help you with that one.
Dude, we got to find him find me a funny joke for him so I know,
you know
who
what
we're talking about.
The man didn't even know who Keith Sweat was.
Like, you don't know how to make it last forever.
That's the reference that I hit. He said something about, we were talking about Rick's Powder. He said something about it'll last forever. I was like Keith Sweat.
Like Keith Sweat, baby. He tripping.
Look
at her.
He said, who?
I did.
No, you should have told him. And speaking of Keith Sweat, nobody does it like Rick.
You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
My kid is good. I might not be. But I can spot talent. I found that man, Darian. I found that man, Jay. And I found that man, Mr. Jared. I don't know, man. I feel like I should be like
I think I'm the only one that happened because of an injury.
Brian Dacus feels left out.
I found Vegas too. I found everyone.
CJ Hurd.
John came
to the club and hurt
them. I'm trying to think though, like my brain. David Cobb. Damn, dude, I got a lot of homies.
Our guy Dale.
Dale. Gabe Kuhn, by the way.
I got Dale.
How in the hell did I almost forget Gabe? I actually talked to Gabe.
And you know, you went to Gabe's Jay
birthday.
Morgan.
He had a Gabe's birthday was last Saturday. I went over and hung out with my good buddy.
I've been enjoying Gabe's show on his feed, too.
By the way, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. He looked good right now. Why are those offensive linemen, they get 330 pounds.
Yeah, they're tired of carrying
and
it.
Then, like, they knock off some of that weight. You know what I mean? They look yoked as hell.
It's like Alan Faneca for the Steelers. He don't even look like a lineman at any point.
And like, what is he probably now? Right? He done job like 100. He probably lost a human. He basically lost a human
being. Whole no, adult he ain't no 170. Human. 170.
I saw him. I think he's like 250. Like
250. Yeah, but he was
350.
Yeah, no, he's 100
like
plus than that.
Pounds, yeah. Alan Faneca, man. I don't even know how we got on that one right there.
Skinny lineman.
Darian, you definitely were never a lineman, were you?
No, I wasn't a lineman. But you know the deal is with fat people. Either you were skinny and got fat, or you were fat and got skinny. It's one of the two.
Or some just be fat.
Big bone. I guess it was.
No. Hard. And then you got skinny people that just be skinny.
I lost 39 pounds on trying to.
That's why
you're this morning.
No, I'm serious. A heart attack, you a-hole. This is funny, man. I'm freaked out, bruh. Like, man, I'm gonna slap you during the next break.
We gotta get Harden House open. So yeah, we did. Stressed.
And stress. And when I broke my ankle, I couldn't do nothing. And by the way, like, who in the hell can lose?
Hey, bro, I was with you through the whole ankle stuff.
Yeah, you
daily.
Were. Literally. What you got over there, you showing?
They found Stephon Diggs not guilty.
Oh, yeah, we saw that yesterday.
Get out of here.
You didn't see that yesterday?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I thought he choked that woman.
That was a very short
John,
trial.
John, I knew what I was going to ask you. Hold on, I got to pull something up. This is nuts. It's, a friend of the station, rather. I'm not sure if he comes on the show. John Vollis. Are we familiar? We're all familiar with John Vollis.
JV, man.
That's
yeah.
my man.
He went to the Twitter, John, the X, and he asked this question. I've lived in Memphis my whole life. Where is Castalia Heights?
Say that again.
That's for you to show off.
He said, I've lived in Memphis my whole life. Where is Castalia Heights?
Tell him, school him, D.
I'll take you there and to Voodoo Village.
Y'all know y'all alone with Voodoo Village, man. That's what I think about.
Man, y'all know where the New Beginnings Community Church is?
John Varley wants to know, where is Castalia Heights?
JV, I got you, bro. And if you ever want to go to the bush, too.
JV, you probably
didn't. You got to go to the bush. Yeah.
He probably didn't mean to Castalia Heights and didn't know it. JV's a well-rounded Memphian. I'm just saying.
Says he's been here his whole life. Where in the hell is Castalia Heights?
You got to think
if
about
you get to
all
Crump,
the, you got to think about
close.
All the great players that he's covered over the years. Whether
oh,
it's commercial
God.
Appeal and Daily Memphian, cool. Just going forward. He know he probably the men there just didn't know. If he don't know by Friday, he'll know by Friday when he come in at 7:25. I got him.
Oh yeah, he's on Eli and Greg's every year.
That's right,
dude. I can't, man. When
George is in studio,
he comes in studio
every week unless he's out of town covering. Which
well,
in a
damn
couple
it,
weeks,
I'm actually gonna come up here then one morning.
Come chill.
I miss a. Darian
come
Jake
chill some mornings.
Who does?
Darian come chill some mornings.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's my homie right there. I like that. Dude, Darian be chilling also at Canvas.
Stretch the. Hey, I was at Canvas last night. Shout out to Drew, man. Go holler at Drew down there. Man.
I feel like I've been at Canvas all night to myself, if you can't tell people. I'm making it right.
I'll tell you this. One of the people that lost their election last night was in Canvas, Drew.
Dude, please tell me you bought him a drink.
No, I mean, the room did. I don't think the room really liked that person as much, but somebody bought him a drink. He lost his deal.
Like
and
bad.
Was.
Can you just tell me the loser or not?
No,
because
they're a figurehead or whatnot.
So. Okay, I won't say nothing then.
It wasn't Brian Dacus. It wasn't Brian Dacus.
I will tell you one thing. Dacus is another talent I found. Like, look at me, man.
Look at that. I talked him up.
And by the way, I ain't going to lie to you. He doesn't look talented. He's got that very
He like Lil Boosie. He got undeniable talent, though.
Oh, he's talented as hell, but he has that look. Like, if you walk by him, I promise you one thing, there ain't ever a chick other than his girlfriend that ever, like, did a take two.
Hey, man. That man, he know more basketball than me.
You know what he is.
Dude, he knows more college basketball.
He got correspondent.
Than anybody I know on planet Earth.
Because anytime I see him and he's not on the air or he's not just, you know, frolicking
basketball.
With us,
he's corresponding. Who
are you corresponding for now these days? Dagus, hop on that mic and tell me. Big pimpin'. Look at that man.
John, I'm trying to correspond for myself, you know? I'm trying to run my money up from three to six.
You're making a little money, though. But tell me, like, how is it that you, like, what you gambling on today?
I don't know, John. I've been at Discount Tire every day. I guess I can name drop them here.
What up, Discount?
I had a flat tire. Walked in, wanting to get it patched. Walked out with four new tires. I mean,
I don't know how that happened. Can you tell me give me the address. I'm going to go hire that dude as a salesman.
I don't know what happened.
Like, give me that dude's number. I know what happened. Same thing that happened when my Chaz walked in there and got me screwed with $4,700, that men's thing. I still am pissed.
I think I just had bad tires. They were old. I needed new ones. So, you know.
I think he was a good salesman.
Probably. It was like three different guys. I mean, like, they pounced on me, you know? It's like a 3-on-1. Three guys on me. I mean, oh.
You didn't even have a coupon. Okay. That's messed
up. When you go in as a man by yourself, it's going to be two or three on that try to recommend it. If you go in by a woman by yourself, it's just one of them.
I'm saying. I mean, they all pounced on me.
If I could get three women to sell me some tires.
Well, John, I had three men.
That would scare the hell out of me.
Well.
I definitely need to go take a break. But listen to Dacus from 3 to 6 with Brett Norsworthy, Sports Time. He does know more about college hoops than anybody. And I don't know if you know this.
He covers
it for
the
historian.
He covers it for On 3, too. Got to mention it.
Holy what?
Yeah, he's been doing it.
When did he start doing that?
This past season, he was doing it for On 3.
Nobody tells me anything.
I thought you knew, man. I don't know.
Man, I might
have. He be posting the stories up on Twitter. I share from my account to the Sports 56 account, too. That's my guy. I got to support, baby.
Make sure you give us a big follow at Sports 56. It's Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, baby boy. And you can actually watch us, and you can see, I believe. Can they see you? I know they can see Darren.
I don't turn mine on.
Can they see you, D?
We don't turn on.
Not today. We can. I love having mine on. I tell him, cut it
off.
You
there,
cut it
off.
Because when Landon goes on with 3 to 6 for, you know, Sports Time, you can see Landon on.
You got to see Landon, dude. He's like the best looking dude that works up here, and I'm not gay. You know? Like, I'm not dumb. But, like, I mean, I'm definitely not bringing my wife around Landon and be like, hey, man, y'all go have a. Y'all go to lunch on me. No, sorry, Bob. Actually, but I wouldn't have to worry about Landon. Do you know he's the president of the V Foundation?
What's that?
Virgin.
I said, what's that?
Not the V Foundation like Jimmy Valvano.
Yeah, not
like,
Jim Valvano. No.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
No, in all honesty, like, he is a Landon is the nicest guy I know. He is very such an unbelievably amazing Christian. He's taught me a lot of stuff. He's a decent softball player.
Smart guy.
But he's also a now champion, state champion rugby coach.
Yeah.
Dude. Baller. And just a, like I said, just a good dude. I hired his ass too. Dude, I don't understand. Why doesn't the government like call me and be like,
I like how you went and he explained and broke down how great of a Christian he was and followed up with, I hired his ass too.
What do I tell everybody, man? Do what I say and don't do what I do. And I'm looking for people who are always better than me. If you hire people that have more talent than you do, guess what? You're winning.
That's how you win.
And we're going to win some bets on the other side. Get your bankroll right. We're back in Two Shakes of a Lamb's Tail. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.